Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. First of all, just a couple of quick announcements. On January 15th, Wednesday, will be our next Introduction to Plant-Based Diet conference call. That's at 9 p.m. And on January 16th, Conversations with Chef Deli is going to talk about winter soups and stews. So if you're interested in those events, just call our office at 614-841-7700. So today's topic, every time the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders is updated, new psychiatric disorders are included, causing more and more people who are actually just responding to life in pretty normal ways to become labeled as sick patients and to qualify for medication. Another thing is the parameters for existing diseases are often broadened, which results in more and more people being diagnosed. And I think one of the most insidious manifestations of this disease-mongering strategy, which, by the way, benefits doctors and drug companies and hurts the public, is the increasing number of children being diagnosed with ADHD. This is a problem that's getting worse instead of better. But finally, some doctors are starting to reconsider the strategy and acknowledge that we might be hurting more people than we're helping. This issue has become important since medication prescriptions for children have doubled, and for adolescents and adults, they've gone up fourfold in the last few years. A group of researchers reported in an article in the British Medical Journal that reduced thresholds for a diagnosis of ADHD leads to harmful side effects from drugs that shouldn't be prescribed and psychological harm from being labeled as having the condition. Additionally, the cost of medications just for those who are inappropriately diagnosed, I would argue that all of them are, but in any case, according to these folks, is $500 million in the U.S. alone every year. Furthermore, according to lead researcher Dr. Ray Thomas, there is limited evidence showing long-term benefits resulting from medication and significant evidence for short-term harmful side effects. In other words, we're doing more harm than good for an awful lot of people. Drug companies aggressively promote overdiagnosis, aided by direct-to-consumer advertising that encourages people to ask for drugs when they visit doctors. The ads encourage parents to look at behavior that's modifiable with better parenting and the right school environment as a disorder that requires treatment. And somehow, and this just amazes me, the list of side effects, whether it's for this class of drugs or any other, which takes most of the time of the ad to recite, is just overlooked. The biggest issue, however, remains that the diagnosis of ADHD is so subjective. Unlike coronary artery disease and diabetes, there are no markers for ADHD. It's just the observations of parents and teachers and the reports about behavior that are given to doctors. I've taken some of the assessments, and on some days I qualify for a diagnosis. Well, the latest DSM, or Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, has made it much easier for a child to qualify for a diagnosis. Instead of, quote, clinically significant impairment in many settings, the new statement is interfere with or reduce the quality of social, academic, or occupational functioning. In other words, any behavior outside of the norm, whatever that means, qualifies. And the age of onset has changed. Previously, symptoms had to be displayed by age 7. Now the age range has been expanded to 12. Now, I still contend that ADD and ADHD are largely made-up diseases, like most of the conditions in the DSM. I've never met a child or adult who should take medications. Not only the drugs are useless, but they don't improve long-term outcomes, and they're harmful with lots of side effects and significant increase in the risk that particularly children will develop other mental and emotional disorders for which they'll also be medicated. And you might remember a couple of years ago, I covered in some detail Robert Whitaker's Anatomy of an Epidemic, and he presented some very disturbing data in that book about the prevalence of medicated children, ADHD children, developing bipolar disease later on and then being medicated for that. And so we just have to stop this insanity. And if you happen to be the parent of a kid who's been diagnosed with this condition and medication has been recommended, or if your kid's currently on medication, I'd seriously rethink that strategy. And I have adult friends who are suffering huge consequences of this strategy when they were children, and parents who are quite regretful at what's happened. So anyhow, that's all for now. I'll stop talking about this, and I'll be back to you again tomorrow.